President Trump has a new target, the World Health Organization. The president has been scapegoating the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, saying they called it wrong. Last night, the president again threatened to hold back American funding.
And I think they have to get their priorities right. And their priorities are that everybody has to be treated properly, every country. And it doesn't seem that way, does it? It doesn't seem that way.
The director of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, warned against politicizing the virus and the crisis.
We care for the poor. We care for those who are vulnerable. And we regret when we lose lives. That's where we should focus.
The World's Ilana Gordon covers global health and is following these developments. Ilana, to start with, beyond Trump, what are the roots of this criticism in how the WHO is handling the pandemic response and caving to pressures from China?
Yeah, Marco. So the big issue is when the WHO knew critical information from China and then when they mobilized the global community to respond. One of the things the WHO can do is declare an international emergency to sound the alarms and to kickstart a massive response. But the thing is, when you do that, it's a really tricky balancing act to get right. They faced criticism in the past for when they did this for Ebola in 2014 in West Africa. Ilona Kickbush is the founding director of the Global Health Center at the Graduate Institute of International Studies in Geneva. She's also been an advisor to the WHO, and I asked her about this.
So in public health, and particularly in global health, it is such a difficult balancing act, you know, to say, when exactly do we cry wolf? Because if you cry wolf too often, too early, then you're going to be in deep trouble if countries do take consequences.
And so this question is, when and how did the WHO make those decisions this time?
So how did the WHO manage the response to coronavirus early on and figure out what was happening in China?
The answer to this, Marco, is nuanced because on the one hand, China was really quick to share the genetic sequence of the virus to the global community. And that was actually the result of a system of coordination for reporting that the WHO spent decades building up and creating something that countries do want to contribute to and share. But there were also huge problems. For example, initially, the reporting from China stressed that they weren't seeing human-to-human spread. And now there's more reports coming out, such as from U.S. intelligence, that lots was known earlier on than before the WHO stepped up and declared that emergency. Amish Adalja is a senior scholar at the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins, and here's what he had to say about it.
They were late to call a public health emergency of international concern. They were late to declare a pandemic. And there was some concern regarding how much of a pass they gave China for some of the draconian measures they put into place, including the restriction of free speech and the glowing review that they made of China after their team went there.
But also, Marco, here's the thing. A lot of public health leaders, including Dr. Adalja, kind of could read between the lines and know that the WHO has to balance these political pressures. So many were already mobilized before that declaration, and we're trying to figure out what was going on with this new coronavirus.
So in what way is the WHO susceptible to political pressures?
It is run by how 94 member states vote on their priorities. These representatives, they decide the power of the WHO. Even as they go and give the WHO the power to declare emergencies, none of this is enforceable. In some ways, its power is how it plays its own political game and works behind the scenes.
The World's Ilana Gordon on the Global Health Beat. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.